Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yep. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go to Alex in Fort Smith. Alex.
Yep. How's it going?
It's early in the morning. What are you doing?
Man, I am sitting outside of Best Buy right now, waiting for one of those NES consoles that they got shipped in.
So you're waiting for it to open?
Yes, I got here at 3 a.m.
Oh my goodness. Now, what's so exciting about this video game?
Man, it's just all that nostalgia. Plus, I heard they're discontinuing them, so that makes them, you know, kind of a hot item right now.
Have you ever waited in front of a store for anything before?
No, this is actually my first time.
Okay. Well, I hope you get one. Has anyone ever been and, like, waited outside of a store or something for a long period of time? Lunchbox?
Yeah, I camped out overnight in front of Circuit City for a TV on Black Friday, and it was, like, 35 degrees, and I had to sleep. I got in a little sleeping bag and went to sleep for 4 hours and slept on the concrete.
Was it worth it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyone else ever?
Yeah.
Eddie?
I have. I went to a Pearl Jam concert, like, at 7 in the morning.
A Pearl Jam concert?
Yeah.
Was it general admission?
The first, like, 20 rows were general admission, so we fought for the first row, and I got front and center.
Oh, wow.
So, 7 a.m. for the doors to open when?
7.
So, you waited 12 hours.
Yeah, 12 hours.
Were you not exhausted by the time the show started?
No, we had blasts. We hung out with so many fun people. It was one of the best times.
Anyone else in the room waited overnight? Ray?
Yeah, Best Buy, trying to get a PS2, stayed overnight.
Back in the day?
Yeah, I was number 8, and they only gave it out to 4 people.
Oh, wow.
So close.
The only thing I've ever waited for, and it wasn't even overnight, was probably a couple hours to get on the Texas Giant at Six Flags over and I was like 11, and our church group went down there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I gotta get on the Texas Giant. And we ran as fast as we could, and I got in like the first cart, and then it was such a total letdown. Because
mm-hmm.
it was like the biggest wooden roller coaster, but wooden means it doesn't go upside down or anything crazy. It just means it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing. I don't have the patience.
Okay, I guess I haven't been passionate enough about anything.
I definitely haven't waited overnight like these guys. Or like, Eddie, 12 hours,
12
man.
Hours for a show.
That's crazy. Hey, well, Alex, I hope you get what you need, buddy.
Oh, hey, thanks. Well, I'm the only one out here right now.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You should be good.
What games are you looking for?
Well, it comes preloaded with all those games already on it.
All right. Well, give us a call back. Let us know if you got it, man. Good luck to you. Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate that.
Yep. No problem. Thank you.
All right. It's Alex hanging out on a Thursday morning.
That is,
I wonder if the demand is strong enough to stand out front if you're the only one, you know?
Uh-huh.
All right. It's Throwback Thursday today, too. We'll do some old school stuff music-wise today,
day,
too.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, no. What if it comes tomorrow?
Oh, no.
What if it's a Friday morning delivery?
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
The Norfolk Police Department just had their Cops and Curls event. Over 50 police officers showed up to the dance that was started to raise self-esteem of girls ages 6 to 12 in Norfolk, Virginia. Each girl was escorted by a police officer, got a special corsage, and then walked down the red carpet with photographers. They were all taking photos as they made their way in, treated all the girls like celebrities.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, you kind of had to earn your way in, too.
Yeah.
And shout out to the police officers for putting it together. Any sort of morale building period is awesome.
Yep.
And I love to recognize police officers for doing it because a lot of times when you see police officers in the news, like they don't make the news when they're doing good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's only news if like something happens that's not positive.
Right.
So shout out to all the police officers out there and Norfolk Police Department. We see you too. That's really cool. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Is producer Raymond, NTV News, ESPN, laid off about 100 employees yesterday. They did this because they've lost millions of subscribers in recent years to streaming. In airline news, new videos out of Delta Airlines throwing a passenger off a plane because he used the bathroom during a 30-minute delay on the tarmac. Delta says they did it because the man didn't obey the rules. And finally, the NFL draft starts tonight in Philadelphia and goes till Saturday. Good luck to all the college football players out there trying to make it in the NFL.
They've listed out some of the top names for April drafts, baby. And each vote costs $1, but it's all going to a good cause. And here's some of them. Remember that little draft came out of the draft?
Yeah.
We all watched it online.
April the draft.
We all got on our computers on the internet. Apollo Jeffrey. See, Jeffrey's too easy because that's the kids, the Toys R Us you're at.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Does that still exist?
Yeah. Jeffrey the Giraffe?
No, the Toys R Us.
Oh, for sure.
It is.
Yes.
No. I mean, I haven't been to one.
And remind me to never take my kids there.
Okay. That was always like, I never went to Toys R Us as a kid. That's where like the rich kids get toys. And so we went to Walmart and got lucky if we got, or a gas, you know, the gas station had toys.
Yeah.
But there was a Toys R Us in Little Rock. And I was always like, man, one day I'm going to go to Toys R Us and just go crazy. one day when I get rich.
Did you?
No.
All right, we're going today.
You should go now.
I figured there's a Babies R Us before a Toys R Us, you know?
Yeah.
Ollie.
I like that one.
Patch is one of the names. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then who named the giraffe Unity?
I don't know, but this is what they've narrowed it down to.
These are the names they've narrowed it down to.
Yeah.
Unity. Why not heart? Tons of heart that makes America beautiful. Yeah. Holy cow. Those are the giraffe names.
This is the Bobby Bones.
All right, all about positivity here on your Thursday morning. We do it at this time every single weekday morning. It's called Tell Me Something Good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
So I'm going to go with this. A 20-year-old girl named Jamie in New Jersey is recovering from a life-saving kidney transplant. She went through this. It was a domino transplant, they call, because 18 donors from around the country had done one of those. Someone was affected by it, so someone else donated.
Oh, yeah.
Like in their honor.
Wow.
And so her mom put up a Facebook page called Finding Jamie a Kidney. And someone's sister was affected by it. And they saw this page and were like, okay, I want to continue this on.
18 people in the kidney crew?
18 people in the domino kidney transplant.
Wow.
And someone was looking to donate a kidney and to keep it going. And they found this Facebook page and she got a kidney.
That's
wild.
Crazy.
Amy?
Well, shout out to this woman named Megan who started something called Beverly's Birthdays. It's a nonprofit that throws homeless kids' birthday parties for free. They work with, you know, various homeless shelters, finding out when these kids have birthdays. They show up with everything, the cakes, the party favors, the streamers, the decor. Boom, they get a party. And they work with local food banks and they give families birthdays in a bag so they can take home a little kit to have a birthday celebration with their family.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
Lunchbox?
Speaking of domino effect, there was this guy working at a Starbucks when the car pulls up and says, I want to pay for the car behind me. And it lasted for 160 cars.
Wow. That's a lot. Yeah, like
160
a record?
People. I don't know. He just counted 160 people paying for the car behind them.
Because you know somebody, you're the person that ended that.
Well, I always think the person that ends it is there's nobody else behind them.
Okay.
I give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, there's nobody else to pay for.
You want to pay for the car behind you? 159, 160 other people have? Nah.
I'm good.
I just think there's, in my heart, I'm just hoping that there's no one.
Like,
it was closing.
Closed, yeah,
they were like, you're the last one, sir. All right, there you go.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban's album Ripcord just hit platinum status. That means he sold more than 1 million copies. He is the second country singer in country music with 9 or more albums to have each gone platinum or multi-platinum. So that's pretty cool. Tracy Lawrence is teaming up with some of his friends for a duets album. And so far, he's got Tim McGraw, Jason Aldean, Justin Moore, Dustin Lynch, and Easton Corbin on board. It's going to be his first studio album in 4 years. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tampa, Florida. Police arrived to arrest a 47-year-old man at his house. He had a warrant, so he was like, I think I'll hide. So he climbed up in the AC vent, and they couldn't find him. Hour later, he thought he was getting hypothermia, so he said, hey, I'm up here in the AC vent. Get me out. I'm freezing.
Help me. That's funny.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
What a bonehead.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
Now, yesterday, we're talking about those Nordstrom jeans that have mud all over them, or so they look like it, and they cost $425.
Yep.
So became quite the big news story yesterday. Started seeing like the news talking about it. You know, that's a good sign. If the news is talking about something trivial like that, it means there's like nothing terrible.
Oh.
There's no, you know what I mean?
That's a good point, yeah.
It's a great way to look at it.
And whenever the news is talking about things that we talked about, I'm like, you know what? There are bad things happening in the world. But you know, it's a good day.
Yeah.
Because the news is so negative. Just in general, it's like, and it's not just the news' fault. It's just like a bunch of people blowing stuff up, hate crimes, and it's like, they're talking about muddy jeans from Nordstrom.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's a good observation.
I like that. So, the Raging Idiots, it's our band, Eddie and myself.
Yeah.
We got the whole band in here ready to go. There's that song, Dirt on My Boots. We've written one called Mud on My Jeans.
I mean, guys, this is a one-day turnaround.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, we did the story yesterday. We got pen in the pad, you know, got crazy in the lab, and we came up with a new jam.
Okay.
We're going to do that in a few minutes.
That's awesome.
So, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's Franklin Home in Franklin, Tennessee is up for sale. Lunchbox, you got to get in on this open house.
Whoa, they have an open house?
No. But they are selling it, so that you have to create. Sometimes you have to create your own way in.
Oh.
Here's what it is. The property once belonged to Hank Williams. It's listed for $18,500,000. The property has 6 homes, 2 caretaker homes, a restored log cabin. It has 2 guest cabins. There's a 12-stall barn, rolling pastures and ponds.
Mm.
Wow.
$18.5 million.
It's right up your alley.
So wow. You're going to need, at 10% is $1.8 million. So you're going to need $3.6 million at 20% down, right? Am I doing math here just from my head?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to put 20% down, I mean.
Oh, you'd probably do more than that, though, huh?
Yeah, I'd probably just pay cash.
Oh, for the whole thing.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I have the list of the people who have it up. It's underlined right there.
No, I got it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got it.
Frederick and Clark Realty LLC?
Yeah. I just hope they're not on to me. I think they listed one of the other celebs' homes.
Oh.
Dude, come up with a new name. What's been your name so far every time?
Jason.
Jason Gibble?
Yeah. Businessman doing business deals, trying to get that money.
It's time you're like Timothy.
If you were to call me,
you'd
like,
believe me, right?
Well, if you were to say that line, because I would be like, I don't know if you really have the money for this. But then when you say,
I'm a businessman making business deals trying to get that money.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I will show you this house.
Now, is it more believable when I have my assistant call and say, oh, I'm going to patch you through?
I believe it's believable if you do both voices. Like, for my own enjoyment, if you call them, let's say tomorrow we're on the show, and you're like, hey, I'm calling from my boss, Timothy Gibble. Be Jason Gibble's brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you guys have a family business. There's a whole storyline.
Oh,
so the brother talks like this?
No, that's the assistant.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
The brother's the assistant.
And be like, okay, you might have heard from my brother Jason. This is Timothy Gibble. You know, Jason's working on Reba's property right now.
So, because we're just businessmen making
business moves, trying to make that money. Whatever. All right. See what you can do.
I'll see.
Y'all are like the property brothers.
I'll try to get through to these people.
Lunchbox is both.
Tim and Jason.
Timothy and Jason.
The Gibbles. This fictional character Lunchbox has created is now both. You're like the hillbilly property brothers.
You're
dude.
Like Nashville real estate mogul.
Man, this looks like a pretty good pad.
It does, dude.
Can't wait to move in.
18.5.
We can all move there.
Yes, and never see each other. There's so many houses in that place. Everybody knows this song right here. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Nordstrom puts out these $425 jeans, and they look like they're covered in mud. It's fake mud. We talked about it yesterday. I didn't know what was more shocking, the fact they were making jeans that look like they were muddy, or the fact they're a pair of jeans for dudes that cost $425. And so we sat down, the Raging Idiots, and instead of Dirt on My Boots, we wrote Mud on My Jeans.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
All right, here we go. Who would pay $425 for a pair of muddy jeans? Just go get in the mud. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go. Got an 18-car garage and a private plane. But I found a new way to spend. Some would call it insane. Might think it's dumb, but I can pay Nordstrom for some pants that's covered in dirt. Yeah, I'm filthy rich. I never dug a ditch. I think I'm wearing Friday to work. I paid for the mud on my jeans. Price tag $425. Looks like I've been working in my yard. Hot tub and living a good life. At the country club, sip a fancy bub, impress my friends tonight. I paid for the mud on my jeans. Never held a shovel in my whole life.
That's right.
That's right. Paid for the mud on my jeans.
Get on Nordstrom.com.
Yeehaw!
Somebody give this guy some money, Gene.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
There we go.
Dang.
That's ridiculous.
Hey, man.
Ridiculous.
Nice job, man.
Yeah.
Coming in early this morning and playing the instrument.
Thank you, guys.
Holy cow. My air went out last night, and it's starting to be warmer. I don't know what the deal is with my thermostat.
Yeah,
like, about every 4 months, something happens.
Yeah.
And so my air goes out last night, and I have an upstairs and a downstairs unit,
mm-hmm.
I think, because I went downstairs. I went into a guest bedroom and slept on this rock hard bed. And it wasn't my sleep number, I'll be honest with you.
Oh.
And so I don't feel that good this morning. And I was sweaty, and I didn't shower. I don't smell good. I didn't shave. I've had a pretty rotten few days, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, well, you're pulling yourself together.
Not really. This shirt is two sizes too big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled it out of a closet downstairs. It's not even, I didn't know this is my shirt, to be honest
with you.
You
didn't even want to go back upstairs? It's so
I was
hot.
I'm just over it. Like, yeah. I'm over everything.
Okay.
And it's only 2 months till vacation, so...
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
2 months?
I know.
You got this.
I've hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
We all hit our walls. I've hit a wall.
Okay. Well, what do you do? Once you hit a wall, what do you do?
I don't know. I'm also getting off this anxiety medicine slowly, but I can feel it affecting me, and I'm going through, like, little withdrawals. And I'm tapering down. And so, like, I get these little headaches, and I just kind of feel like, bleh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm in a funk. And so I was talking about it on the air yesterday, and someone's like, there's a reason you take medicine, because you're not feeling good, or you have a lot of anxiety, so you take anxiety medicine.
Right.
And so why are you getting off of it? Again, this is just somebody on Twitter. They don't know. But then again, okay. You know, I do read all the tweets.
Good question.
And so this is my prediction of what's going to happen. I've been on this anxiety medicine for about 2 years. I get crazy anxiety, and I don't sleep at night. And so I take the medicine, and I do sleep a little bit. If I get 4.5 hours, it's like... gets solid. Anything over that's money in the bank. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm not super well rested anyway, but I can get that amount of sleep straight. But I'm going to get off of this, and it's going to come back, and I'll get back on. I already know. I can see the cycle happening.
Okay.
But I just don't like to be on medicine. I don't like to have this rope on to have to take these pills.
I mean, but it's okay. It's not because you feel like there's a stigma attached to it.
No.
It's okay.
It's because if I go places and I forget them,
okay,
I'm just like, oh, man, I got to call my doctor. And then he's got to – if I'm on the road, it's just a pain.
Well, you need a pill box.
Oh, I don't care about stigmas at all.
Oh, I know. I was just clarifying for people.
I go to therapy 3 times a day and let them prescribe me whatever I needed.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think if you need it, like, there's nothing wrong with taking it. But, yeah, I get not wanting to – have to continually keep up with something.
Just keeping up with it and just having it. I just like maybe take a shot at not taking it for a while.
Okay.
And also it's expensive. I got to pay for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And medicine ain't free. So, yeah, it's just a thing. So I've been kind of in this funk.
Mm-hmm.
Like the funk soul, brother, right about now. The funk soul, Bobby, check it out now. The funk soul, Bobby,
right about now.
No.
We seem fine.
Rubble.
Yeah, because I come in here and I bring it. I put
Here's what people.
It's not even game face. Like,
oh, what is it?
I'm happy to have this job.
Oh, for sure.
So when I come in, I'm like, man, there may be days where it ain't good, but it could be a lot worse. It's a new saying. Every day's a good day. And I feel like I get to come in and hang out with my friends and talk about things that don't matter and try to make people's lives a little bit better every morning as they drive to work. So I know but when I get off the air, I'm like, yeah, life sucks. The weird thing is, too, the adrenaline is up so high from this show for hours and hours that when it's over, it's like, down.
Yeah, and sometimes, too, I don't want to talk that much after talking as much as we do.
I got nothing to say.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Amy,
come
I
on.
Promise.
Come on.
Hey, so Amy has two kids moving into her house. She's adopting two kids, and they're moving over. If you've never heard the show before, Amy tried and is trying to have a baby for a long time, and that hasn't worked out. She tried domestic adoption, and she kept moving because her husband was in the Air Force and the radio show, and that didn't work out. And she went on a mission trip for a woman's conference in Haiti, and as part of that, they went on a tour of an orphanage, and she found two kids, and she was like, I must adopt these kids. Fast forward 4 years later, man, lots and lots of process. In the next 60 days, these two kids, age 10 and 6, the girl has just turned 10.
Yeah.
The boy just turned 6, are moving in.
He's almost 7.
That's crazy.
I know.
I don't even believe it. Don't blink, because
I know. He'll still be 6, I think, when he gets here, but shortly after that, we'll be able to throw him a birthday party.
So here we go. A 10 and a 6-year-old move into the house. What advice would you give Amy? Selena in Florida, one sentence.
All right. My one sentence is, Amy, is that people are going to give you advice all the time. Nod and smile and always follow your gut because you're going to know what to do as a mom.
Nod and smile. Okay.
No, there are a lot of semicolons in there. That can be one sentence. Yeah. Thank you very much, Selena. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. I like it when you guys call the show. Thanks for that. Megan, you're on in Columbus, Georgia.
My sentence is to call your nanny over and go to margarita night.
Okay. I can do that.
Like every day?
Amy's writing these down.
Every day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
how
maybe
often?
Twice a week.
Okay.
How? Oh, yeah. How often?
Maybe twice a week.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't know that I can do that, but I'll definitely keep it in mind.
Megan, thank you for the call. Christina in Georgia, will you give Amy one sentence?
Amy, my one sentence is that one day your house will be quiet and clean again. So in the meantime, don't sweat the small stuff because they're only kids for a little while.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Christina. I appreciate that.
That's permission for my house to be a mess. Love it.
Lindsay in Ohio.
My one sentence would be just to take a deep breath. Kids aren't always easy.
Are they ever easy?
Mm.
Like, I don't know. That's a real question.
Yeah.
Lindsay, are they ever easy?
No, they're hardly ever easy. But
oh. That's a lot of deep breaths. Okay.
That's a lot of deep breaths.
So kids are never easy.
And you need lots of margaritas.
Yes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm telling you, this Darius Rucker undercover boss stuff, because he's doing Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's going to be in Austin, and he's like working at a bar looking for other singers, but they have put disguises on him. His looks so funny.
It does,
I mean,
yeah.
And I don't think the show's aired yet. And I don't normally watch that show, but one, I really like Darius. But two, I just think that's a funny concept, and Darius looks ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
The Undercover Boss experience was amazing, you know, to have to spend 3 hours in a chair getting makeup on every morning and go out and be somebody else was so much fun. And the people I got to meet and become friends with and got to hang out with and are now friends of mine, and I got to help them, you know, take a little step further in their careers. That was awesome.
The makeup is amazing.
No one really recognized me. One guy at the beginning, when we did the first thing, he didn't recognize me, but he recognized that maybe I had a disguise on, so we had to change it up a little bit. But you know, it was a fun, the whole week was fun doing that and being somebody else for a little while.
I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
When that show first came out, it was like life changing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wow. But then some of it was set up, and when it came out, it was set up. But you know who else uses disguises and like prosthetics and stuff? Is on This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
Toby is actually a really skinny guy.
Really?
What? Oh, they put prosthetic jaws on him.
No.
Bodies. Oh, look up Toby.
Yeah.
All that weight's fake. Even like his neck and stuff. It's all fake.
It's a suit that he wears too.
And like they put on the makeup under like his neck and stuff.
Wow, it's amazing.
And they make him heavier all over.
Mind blown.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Nope, I did not know that.
Are you seeing a picture of him normal?
Look at that lunchbox.
Yeah, so
wow.
He follows me on Twitter, so I followed him back. And then I see just some random dude. I'm like, who is this guy I'm following?
Wow.
That's who it is.
And
I can't wait.
Oh, Toby.
That's so cool. Man, I can't wait to tell my wife about this. This is amazing.
Really mind blown?
Mind blown.
Well, cool.
Hey, there you go.
Glad I could do it. Scarlett Johansson made a video of her asking her grandma to go to a movie premiere with her.
Aww.
This video is for Grandma Geraldine. I cannot tell you, I have been absolutely inundated with emails and messages about how much we look alike. I saw that you were, quote, drunk as a skunk when taking that photo, and I would like to see your drunk face. I want to share a drunk face with you. Let's have a drink, Geraldine. Do you want to come to see Rough Night with me?
That's her grandma. It's weird she'd make a video like that, though.
Yeah.
Did you ever call your grandma by her name?
No, I didn't.
I call my grandma grandma.
I called mine Mama Chris.
What'd you call your grandma?
Grandma.
Yeah, me too. And my grandma was weird because my grandma was my mom for a while, too. Because my grandma adopted me. Mm-hmm. And she was my mom. But she was just, I have never called her
you
Hazel.
You didn't call her mom.
I have her initials. No, I didn't call her mom. I just grandma. But I have her initials tattooed on my arm because her name is Hazel. And so, but that's a name that nobody uses anymore.
It's cute. I like it.
It's like the Hazels are gone, the Berthas are gone, the Gertrudes are gone. Those were the good old days. Back when our grandmas had names, not like Emily.
My grandma's real name was Marilyn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lots of Tiffany's and Emily's. Yeah. Grandma Tiffany and Grandma Emily's are coming.
Dang. They're coming, yeah.
Gertrude. That's good we got rid of some of those names, though.
I'm into it. I think they're cool. They should come back because nobody's used it.
Hazel, I love. You should, if you have a daughter, you should name her Hazel. Bobby
Bonchon. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Justin Moore had to call the fire department to put out a blaze in the pasture of his property in Arkansas. Luckily, nothing got out of control. He posted some photos on social media, but he didn't explain the cause of the fire. Nobody was hurt. Little Big Town is venturing into the wine business. The wine is called Four, and it's going to have two releases, a red blend and a Chardonnay. And I assume it's called Four because there's four of them.
What's the difference in a red blend and a Chardonnay for us non-wine drinkers?
Chardonnay's white, and you drink it chilled.
So why not just call it red and white wine? No, I really don't know this.
Chardonnay is a type of white wine. Like there's Pinot Grigio. There's other whites. And then the red blend, I guess they're just blending up all the reds. I don't really know. It's probably good though.
There must be something. If people are continuing to put out these alcohol lines, you would think they'd have hit the point of, okay, everybody's got one. Like even Jake Owen's got a, what does he have?
Whiskey or something.
Kind of whiskey.
Like everybody's got an alcohol line. Would it be weird for me to open up an alcohol line and never have tasted like alcohol?
Yes.
No.
Or
not
would it
really.
Or would it be awesome?
Be
Some
awesome.
Some people have certain restaurants, they don't eat the food.
What?
Yeah, but they've eaten food before. Low cash, I know somebody.
I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
It's the Bobby Bones Show on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Chipotle is adding dessert to its menu. How about that? I love Chipotle. Let me say, I'm a hardcore, too. Even through all the, whenever the E. coli stuff was happening, I was like, I ain't leaving.
In fact, I think it made you eat it more.
It did, because it was in the news more, and it made me hungrier more.
True.
Because there would be like, Chipotle, 17 factories. I've been like, Chipotle. That's all I would hear.
Suddenly,
Chipotle,
I need a bowl.
So it's called, Eddie, Buñuelos.
Okay, the dessert.
Buñuelos?
Yeah, buñuelos.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So what is that?
What is that?
It's like a sugary bread, like fried stuff.
Yeah, a fried tortilla covered in cinnamon, sugar, and honey with caramel apple dripping.
Boom.
They will start selling the buñuelos?
Buñuelos, yeah.
Buñuelos at select locations over the next month. So there's that.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I whatever Chipotle does, like, I'm down.
Me too.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
There's a new story about Chipotle, and it's, I don't care. I need Chipotle. I have a chance for you, Lunchbox, to win your Vegas money.
All right.
Let's do it.
I fronted all this money, by the way, to you guys. Like, I still have two chips.
Yeah, we gambled it, and we won, so we appreciate it.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Thank you for holding on to my money.
But
that
I didn't have to do it. Like that's voluntarily did.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
Thank you.
You're such a gentleman. You're so kind. You're
but
a scholar.
Still sarcasm in their voices.
Yeah, and sarcasm back at them.
Right. No. It's,
I have to do none of this for you guys, and I didn't have to front the money.
So how much do you owe Lunchbox?
He has $200 left, and he still doesn't have it yet.
And that's it.
Lunchbox, these are all songs from the year you were born.
Oh
wow.
Hit me with
there
it.
There are. Five of them. You have to get 3 out of 5 correct.
These just are the artist or the...
Huge songs. You need to get the title of the song.
Oh, great.
Okay? 3 of the 5. Huge songs. Ready?
Yeah.
You only get 15 seconds of the song.
That's fine.
3 of the 5.
Ah.
Lunchbox was born in 1981.
Jesse is I got it.
Go ahead.
Jesse's Girl.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Show me Jesse's Girl.
What the
Okay.
Jesse's Girl!
There's one. Ready?
Yeah.
Song number 2. 1981 brings us this jam. If Lunchbox can get it. More seconds.
Oh man, I'm debating too.
All right, what do you have?
Well, I want to say celebration.
Celebrate!
Celebrate.
Oh.
Celebrate.
No, no.
No, that's your answer.
Celebration!
So your answer was celebrate, and you changed it because Amy went, ooh, Amy, you can't do that.
Sorry.
You did say celebrate.
It was so close.
I wasn't in.
Let's go to Eddie the judge. Eddie?
He said celebrate.
Thank you.
That is the answer.
Hey, he's had to get you, dude. That's twice he's done it to you.
Wait, so is he right or wrong?
He's wrong.
What's the answer?
It's celebration.
Oh!
Dude, she said celebrate.
I was talking it out.
I feel terrible. I was don't come to me anymore.
All right,
from the year you were born, Lunchbox, you got to get 3 out of 5. Ready?
Yes.
I'll even give you the artist here.
The year's 1981, the band REO Speedwagon.
Oh, no chance, don't even know who this is.
This ballad, yo.
You should have seen by the look in her eyes, baby.
You pass on this one?
No, I'm not going to pass. I'll listen to it. Maybe I can get a clue, context.
You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe. But you didn't listen.
Anything?
You should have known.
No.
Because I'm going to keep on loving you.
No one's ever heard that song in their life.
We've seen them live. You have.
I was about to say.
Yeah, Lunchbox, you've been to their show before.
Yeah.
With us.
Oh, on a boat. I probably fell asleep.
All right, let's try this one. No, you can't miss this one.
I understand.
Or it's over.
Well, I had celebration, but whatever.
1981, the year Lunchbox was born.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
I think Adam Sandler.
What? My first love.
What?
You're every breath that I take.
All right, Lunchbox, go ahead.
You're every step
for your money back.
I mean, I have never heard that song in my life. You're everything in my life.
Endless love.
No one's ever heard that song.
Ice skating on Happy Gilmore. That's what they're ice skating to.
Oh, that's right.
What's the other one?
That's it. You know, yesterday we come on and we talk about Nordstrom selling those jeans, and they look at mud on them for $425.
A lot of mud.
Yeah, weirdly a lot of mud.
Mm-hmm.
Like where I would feel uncomfortable next to somebody in them because I would be like, oh man, it sucks. Like you just finished, you know, working and you had to come right here and you could change clothes.
Right.
They're like, no, I did this on purpose.
Like, no,
I know.
No,
it's in the butt so muddy. In the So we'll play the new Raging Idiot song, Mud on My Jeans to Dirt on My Boots, in just a bit. But there was another really expensive thing. Dolce & Gabbana, right? That's how you say it?
Yeah.
They have new shoes, and they cost $973.
What do they do, these shoes?
I think they just walked.
Oh, that's cool.
They're designed with millennials in mind. They feature scribbles all over them. And one of them is like, I'm thin and I'm gorgeous. And so people are upset.
Oh, my goodness. Well, whatever. Who's upset? Millennials are buying these?
I don't know. That people are people.
They have really great jobs.
People are upset about everything.
Are we millennials?
Are we?
Yeah.
We're right on the border. It like depends on where you look. Like all of us except for Eddie were born in the 80s.
All right.
And some of them say it's 1980 on. Some say it's like random 80. It just, I don't.
Okay.
We're friends.
Because I hear people make these comments about millennials and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
The only thing worse than millennials are people talking about millennials.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point.
It's like,
true.
It's like when they call it bro country. The only thing worse than bro country, people gripe about bro country.
Uh-huh.
So it's, who cares?
Okay, well, I just, sometimes they have a bad rap. I'm like, I don't know if I'm in it or not.
They get no rap from me. I don't care. Okay. We'll do the parody coming up in a second. Also, Lunchbox goes to Starbucks and like makes up all these crazy Frappuccino names to see if they'll make it for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up in a few
minutes.
Because
of the unicorn.
Yeah. Ashley in Nashville.
Hello.
Are you okay?
I am. I'll be honest. Monday, I was a wreck. My mom came down from Columbia and helped me just kind of go from place to place because I couldn't even think about anything.
Why? What happened to you?
So Monday morning, my dad comes into my room at 5:00. He's getting ready to leave for work. And he's like, where's your car?
By the way, how old are you?
I am 29.
Okay. So he's like, where's your car?
Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about? Where's my car? I think he's playing a joke on me to like wake me up or something. And he's like, where's your keys? And I said, they're hanging right here. And I go out and my car is gone.
So someone stole your car or you left it somewhere?
No, someone stole my car.
Is it still gone right now?
It is still gone. There was one sighting on Tuesday night of it, or Tuesday afternoon, but I talked to the detectives yesterday, and they don't have anything. They haven't seen it.
Yeah, that car gone. That car's in Mexico. Yeah. Or man. They've stripped
hey,
it.
Hey, I have encouragement. My sister's Suburban got stolen once. They found it a month later. She got it back. They thought it was totally gone in Mexico, sold for parts. But nope, they found it in a neighborhood about 10 miles away.
Well, I'm really hopeful that they find it. But the thing about it is insurance is saying if they don't find it in 10 days, they count it as a total loss.
Oh.
Well, oof. Hey.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that stinks.
What do we do?
Do we buy a new car?
I don't
start
know.
Looking.
Bobby.
No, I just checked. No, stop looking at me. That's what I can do. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Keep us updated on if they end up finding your car.
Oh, give her a book or something.
I don't have Morgan yelled book. At me because I've been going too many books. I don't even have any more books.
Lunchbox's car got stolen. She doesn't want a book.
Yeah, she doesn't want a book. Thank you for calling. Sorry about that. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Yesterday, we're talking about the unicorn frappuccino because they had announced the dragonfly frappuccino. We're like, Lunchbox, go make some names up. Like, go do you at Starbucks. So here we go. Here's Lunchbox driving through Starbucks, making up frappuccino names, seeing if they'll just make it.
Thank you for choosing Starbucks. What can I get for you today?
Can I get the grande upside down jumping monkey frappuccino, please?
Venti iced, you said mocha?
No, I said a grande upside down jumping monkey frappuccino, please.
I don't know what a jumping monkey frappuccino is.
Oh, they said it was like, because you had the unicorn frappuccino, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they said the upside down jumping monkey frappuccino was its cousin.
Nope, we do not have that drink.
Okay, well, I guess I don't want that then. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess I do not want that. All right, Lunchbox going through the Starbuckses.
What can I get started with
you
today?
Can I get one Vente Pooping Panda Frappuccino, please?
I'm sorry, is that a secret menu drink?
I just saw it online with that other, the unicorn frappuccino, and then they said you should ask for the pooping panda frappuccino, so I'd like to try it.
Well, I don't think any of our baristas have the recipe for that, but if you have it, we can make it for you.
I thought, like, you guys were All World employees and you knew all the recipes. I know it has, like, brown, like, caramel on top. I don't know.
We don't know the secret menu recipes.
I'm going to have to tell Mr. Starbucks you don't know all the frappuccinos. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, no.
It's got chocolate right. chunks in it.
There we go.
Hello. Welcome to our service today.
Yeah, I want to get one of the new frappuccinos.
Which one?
I would like the tooting tarantula, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have that.
I just saw it on the internet that you had the new
That's
tooting tarantula.
So interesting, but I did not, so I'm so sorry.
You sure you don't have the tooting tarantula?
I am 100%. Actually, you know what? I'm 1,000% positive.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ask someone that works with you, because I
have never, ever in my life heard of something called the tooting tarantula.
I guess the internet lied to me.
It usually does.
There it is.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Now, yesterday, we're talking about these muddy jeans. $425, which even for the cleanest jeans ever, that's a lot.
Well, and these are super clean. They just look like they're really muddy and dirty. It's not like, you know.
So it's like, what kind of rich person wants to look this muddy? Like, you have to be super rich. Because I have friends that have jeans that's muddy, but they've for real done work in them.
Right.
And so Eddie and I are in a band called The Raging Idiots. And instead of dirt on my boots,
might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking
we brought the band in. We have a little song called Mud on My Jeans, because those things cost $425 from Nordstrom's. So, our band, The Raging Idiots, world premiere time.
Raging Idiots, world premiere.
Ready, Eddie?
Yeah!
This is ridiculous.
Let's go now.
$425 for jeans?
Come on.
Oh, man. We should sing a song about it.
Got an 18-car garage and a private plane. But I found a new way to spend. Some would call it insane. Might think it's dumb, but I can pay Nordstrom for some pants that's covered in dirt. Yeah, I'm filthy rich. I never dug a ditch. I think I'm wearing Friday to work. I paid for the mud on my jeans. Price tag $425. Looks like I've been working in my yard. Hot tubbing, living a good life. At the country clubs and the fancy pub, impress my friends tonight. I paid for the mud on my jeans. Never held a shovel in my whole life.
That's right.
That's right. Paid for the mud on my jeans. Get on Nordstrom.com.
Yeehaw! Somebody give this guy some muddy jeans.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cover up, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
People wonder because our band, the Raging Idiots, are playing the iHeart Country Festival coming up. That's why, because the hits like that. Like, what else do we have to do to prove our worth?
Right. That's it.
Just make hits like that. The next thing you know, you're on the big stage in front of 10,000 people.
Living the dream.
Yeah. Lunchbox told us last week that he's getting back on his taxes like $9,800 or something ridiculous. Dave Ramsey is going to come in next week. Mm-hmm. Dave Ramsey is the money guy. Has a national talk show. He's a friend of ours. And I'm anxious to talk to him about this. And I know you do it your way and he does it his way.
I'd like to talk to him too, see what he thinks.
The question is, how did you spend your tax return? Now, do you have it yet?
I don't have it yet.
And how much are you getting back exactly?
I think it was $9,364 if I'm going off the top of my head.
Do you pay off debts with yours at all?
No, I got something in mind that I'm going to buy.
Like what?
1 year he bought a jet ski.
Oh, yeah. He still has it.
Yeah,
still
he never uses it.
But. The wife wanted a closet like Amy's. But
oh, that's right.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that's not going to happen.
Why are you whispering?
So she can't hear us. But yeah. I got something I'm going to buy myself. And when I tell you guys, when I get it,
woo! Let's bring in Dave Ramsey. He's going to come in next week.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to him.
Yeah.
And then we'll see.
Okay.
What do you do with a tax return?
Well, I don't know if we are getting anything back.
And for me, because we have, like, as radio people, we go and do other jobs, like side jobs, we'll host things. And
my husband is as well. He's an independent contractor.
And think about that. Yeah. They don't take taxes out. So you just try to come out even.
Yeah.
You know, so you try to put Lunchbox, I don't know what you do.
I don't know.
But since we get paid other than just our company, mm-hmm. we have to take our own taxes out. And that's why, like, people like Eddie, because you didn't take out taxes.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a return in 2 years. But back in the day, man, I looked forward to that.
I wonder what you're going to buy.
Just think about it.
What could it be?
Ray, were you getting any taxes back?
Yeah.
What are you getting?
How much?
Yeah.
A G.
Yeah? What are you going to do with it?
Still debating.
Yeah? You going to pay off a debt or are you going to...
Nah, probably a trip.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're the worst.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're the opposite of Dave Ramsey's
yeah.
show.
Eddie
O's.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
so
he didn't
money.
Keep up with it.
Ugh.
Lunchbox is going to buy, I don't know.
Blank.
And Ray's going to spend a G on a trip.
A G.
Who
calls it a G?
Raymond does.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
NFL draft is tonight. And I know you don't really care about football that much. But I have a new thing for you, Amy.
Okay.
If we had our own draft of Hollywood actors.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We'll do it like the snake draft. So you get the first overall pick of all the actors in Hollywood. Let's see who can create the best team.
I love that.
Amy, you're on first. With the first pick in the first round of the 2017 Hollywood draft. Amy, who are you drafting as your first pick?
I'm going to do a little Denzel Washington.
Amy goes with Denzel Washington.
Solid pick. Good pick.
Amy has Denzel on her team.
Dang.
Over with the second pick is Lunchbox.
Man, coming off the board early, you may be surprised by this pick.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people give him credit. Oh. Tom Hanks.
Oh!
Not a lot of people give him credit.
Eddie.
Oh, what a
Eddie.
Jerk.
That's Eddie's favorite.
Well, Eddie was waiting on that,
Let me get my guys on the phone.
Wow. Lunchbox drafts in the first round, Tom Hanks.
Woo!
Eddie.
All right. For the number three draft, I'm going with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh! What a solid pick!
Come on!
Dang, that's a good one!
That was good.
Thanks, dude.
That was good.
Oh.
I mean, some say he's sort of like...
Okay, so I'm in the fourth spot, but I get to go two in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because now okay. It goes back. So now I don't get any of the big powerful, but I'm going to go...
There's still power.
I'm going to go Meryl Streep.
Oh!
Solid.
That's good.
Because it's a veteran.
Who? The Meryl most overrated person of all
no.
time.
No. You want to sell? I'm going Meryl Streep, and now it's time for the second round, because now it goes back to the opposite way.
Yes. Yeah. So this is how it'll work tonight.
Yes.
With the football
people. No.
Oh.
But, because we didn't have a season last year.
Gotcha.
So now, in the first pick of the second round, I've got Meryl Streep. I'm also going to take Ryan Gosling.
No! No!
Hey, you like
no,
that?
No, no,
and I'm going to make them do a love scene together.
Oh, yeah!
No! Oscar time, baby!
That's amazing. That's
okay,
amazing.
That
was solid.
Yeah.
So wow.
Solid.
I got Meryl and Ryan. All right, Eddie, we're over to you.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to go with a girl, and I'm going to go with Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer, wow.
Bring it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson has been in one movie.
How does this
That's not true.
No. Chicago.
No.
Oh, gosh, I mean someone else.
Yeah. No, he picked the wrong girl. He knows.
She was in Sing.
Sing? She's also in American Idol.
But I will admit, I picked the wrong person.
Oh, great.
Who's my Hunger Games girl?
Jennifer Lawrence.
So stupid!
I can work with Jennifer.
You can do a musical.
I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there's always that team that drafts someone out of the blue. Yep. You know what I mean?
Does that ever happen where a football team, they accidentally say the wrong person?
Don't
and
think
then
so.
They're stuck with them?
That happened once. I left the wrong card out. The wrong name.
Really?
That's terrible.
That's really
and you just
horrible.
Have to deal with it, huh?
Probably.
Yeah, you just
All
have
right.
to deal with
I
it.
I can work with Jennifer Hudson.
I can't work with
Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Hudson. Okay. We can do this.
Out of all the people in Hollywood, you mean Jennifer Hudson.
He meant Jennifer Hudson.
We can do this.
Makes sense.
She definitely can sing, so she can sing. I know that.
All right.
Lunchbox.
I don't know any good female actresses.
What?
Like,
you
don't think it's female?
You don't need to go female.
Pick whatever you want.
Well, I mean, you put Jennifer Lawrence on my radar.
Oh, that's true.
Go ahead.
Are you going to take
it? You know, she gets all these awards, so she must be really good. I'll go Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay. I mean, he stole your pick. All right, Amy, over to you.
I got her. Reese Witherspoon.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Back off.
Solid. Wow. All right. Lunchbox.
No, it's Amy again. She gets back to back.
It's me again.
Amy, go ahead.
Should I be like, and Reese and Denzel are going to date? Is that not as weird as yours? Never mind. Shoot, I forgot I was supposed to turn. Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Okay. Who's your team? You have your full team made?
How many people
Three.
Play? Yeah, I got my team.
Who's your team?
Denzel, Reese, Ryan Reynolds.
All right. There's Amy's team. Lunchbox, you're up.
Okay. I have Tom Hanks, Jen Lawrence, and give me... Matt Damon.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
That's
wow.
a good one.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Woo!
I go see that.
I need damage control. I need to go hard right
now. Solid.
I need to go hard. So I'm going to go with Ben Affleck. Bring him. No. Oh, come on.
No.
So I have the final pick in the draft. I'm going to let you guys know who I'm thinking here.
Okay.
It's a girl.
You know, Johnny Depp's still out there to be drafted.
I thought about
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
But he's got a lot of bad press around him right now.
He has
now.
A lot. And I have Meryl Streep.
Yes,
and
you do.
She's older. But I don't want to be an ageist.
Uh-oh. But you can be making an old film.
Oh,
yeah,
dang,
so I'm going to draft Morgan Freeman!
Oh, my goodness, that's
Come
so
on!
Good!
That's good.
That's so good.
Boom!
Good.
I thought you were going to go Betty White.
No, okay. He's in new movies. I got my team.
Wow.
Man, my team is so solid.
I think we should just let the internet decide.
That's right.
I think if we made a movie, Meryl Streep, Morgan Freeman, and Ryan Gosling, all-star cast.
Dude, that's like a great movie. It's going to be serious.
Yep, except and just a little bit of heartthrob.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
This Eddie is a
with
fun game.
Draft.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, The Bachelor, Chris Soules, apparently he called 911 before he allegedly ran from the scene.
Yeah, which
yes.
yesterday we didn't know that, and then the 911 call has come out.
So the guy was the Bachelor. He rear-ends a tractor that someone was driving.
Sends it into the ditch.
And that guy dies.
Yes, and supposedly he called 911, and when he's on the phone with 911 saying, I'm trying to get a pulse, I don't feel a pulse, so I think there's a pulse, and supposedly gave the man CPR and then told the 911 operator, hold on, I'll call you back. And then supposedly got in another vehicle with someone else
and they drove him away from the scene.
I have the 911 call. I don't think I want to play it.
No.
Yeah. It's up here, but so what's the feeling on this?
My feeling is that he had been drinking, and he knew that he needed to get out of there, and so he fled and locked himself in his house. I mean, for 5 hours, they couldn't get him out of his house.
Mm-mm.
I mean,
you see the family of the guy who was run off the road and killed?
Yes.
Is like sticking up for him? It was like, he's a good dude.
Well, apparently they know each other. And because this dude's the bachelor is a farmer dude. And then this 66-year-old in the tractor was a farmer.
Yeah, I think they come from a small town. So they all know each other.
So, yeah, it's terrible.
So is it better that he's, does it make him better or worse that he stopped?
Well, I mean, I like knowing now that he at least stopped to check on the man. I mean, yesterday the reports were that we just knew he was arrested for fleeing the scene. So you're just thinking, oh, he just ran a car off or a trailer into the ditch and then just drove off.
But let me put this at you. If you're there and he's in really bad shape,
mm-hmm.
why would you leave?
Yeah, well, but that's, I think, because Lunchbox
is
right.
I get it. But don't you go, I might be drunk, but this guy could die.
Right.
I think he checked the pulse and tried CPR and realized that the guy was not breathing, and he was like,
I think he even says that.
And you probably freak out and just, he probably thought, I got to save myself. Like, I did something terrible, so I got to run.
About this.
I know.
But okay.
Because we don't really know all the facts yet at all, but it just doesn't look pretty, and it's sad.
Yep. I'm surprised he still lives in Iowa, though. Is that where he lives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was anybody else surprised by that? They still lives there? I thought all these guys like moved to Hollywood.
Right, I thought they moved to L.A.
and they... Instagram model or something.
I don't know. I think he's still a farmer.
Is that even a real thing?
What?
Like Instagram model? Because I keep seeing all these football players dating Instagram models. Do you just get put on a naked bikini and go, I'm an Instagram model? Like, can I do that? Can I put on a... I know some people make money at it. It's like a YouTube.
Yes.
There are a
it's
few...
a business.
Like a 0.00001% that make it. That makes it seem like everybody can make it. But are you an Instagram model just because you put on underwear and stand in a picture?
No.
What?
Do you have to make money to be an Instagram model?
You have to have a certain amount of, like, they have millions of followers, and so the companies send them, you know, whatever underwear or bikinis, and they model it, and they get paid for it.
No, I get that, but what makes you a real-life Instagram model?
Like, how do you making get the money. Cred?
Yeah, so a certain amount of money.
Yes.
So you're not a for real Instagram model until you're making a lot of money.
Right.
I know a lot of people that are Instagram models that think they are then.
Yeah.
Because they get on just like the underwear and like, ooh, look at me, I'm an Instagram model. Now all the NFL players, they Instagram models.
Really? I guess not.
That's always the headline.
People.
Like, breaks up with Instagram model. And I'm like, really? Hey, let me see what they're selling over there. Okay, so there's this show, 13 Reasons Why. And you're going to see more and more of it. We started talking about it last week. I started watching it. I think I'm 6 episodes in.
So
who has seen at least one episode of this Netflix show, 13 Reasons Why? Lunchbox has. I have. Amy's watched it all. Mike D has watched it.
Finished it all, yeah.
Mike D works as our phone screener and as a producer. And so he's done, and he reviews movies. But I'm curious, as the reviewer of the show, what you thought about 13 Reasons Why.
It wasn't that good.
What didn't you like about it?
The acting is kind of bad in it. It's just like not convincing.
I often say I can't tell a bad actor.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that.
And I didn't notice that.
It just seems really cheesy.
So it's really, it's dark. It starts from somewhere dark.
Where definitely dark.
The girl kills herself, and she leaves 13 tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And all the tapes are supposed to talk about why she ended up killing herself.
Mm-hmm. They tell a story because there's 13 people involved.
About 2 episodes in, I was like, I don't even like the show, much less. I think the premise would be interesting. But I was watching, I was like, man, and I'm not Mr. Old Man who's like, you play a video game, you're going to do what's on that video game. But I'm like, man, I bet people are watching this, kids watching this, and they're like, oh, I could do this. I could leave a whole library.
I had those thoughts, and it made me think of times you've told me about how the news doesn't cover suicides, and there's a reason why.
Because it makes other people do it.
I was thinking, if there is someone in a dark place, I mean, because there's a disclaimer at the beginning of it, and you know, I keep seeing things like, if you're having suicidal thoughts, you definitely should not watch this show. And I'm like, yeah, this could put some crazy thoughts into people's heads.
Here is some New York City school administrators. And this is this child psychologist talking about this. It's called 13 Reasons Why. I think the show is okay, just period, aside from all the darkness. It just says the show, it's okay. I don't think it's that good.
Okay.
But it's fine. I'm curious to know how it ends. But here we go. Here's a child psychologist talking about the show.
Someone who has a pre-existing problem, unidentified or yet to be identified mental health problem, trauma, behavioral problem.
So he's warning about it. I don't think we can just warn about it. Listen, there's something in every show and people have stuff you never know.
Right.
That's a tough sell for me. It's like playing video games. You could, yeah, Eddie.
Is there anything in the film or the series that kind of helps?
That's what
people.
I don't know.
That was going to be my next point. I think that you could be watching it and it could make you want to not be treat someone the way she was treated, and may get teenagers or humans in general to reconsider how they treat people.
Yeah,
and that every that you never know what someone's going through. So if you do X, Y, and Z, especially some of it was high school drama stuff, you know, just be nicer.
I can see that. I can see just watch it if you know what you're getting into. As a show, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Just aside from all of that, because it's in the news a lot now because of what it's about. Mm-hmm. But as a show, it's just okay. What was your, you can say you liked it if you liked it.
I liked it, but I don't have it up there as like my top Netflix, like gotta watch. It's not like I was Narcos about it or something.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't ever watch more than one at a time. Like, I have no interest in binge watching the show. Just even as a show, it doesn't make me feel a certain way. I just watch it as a show. It's a piece of fiction, and I watch it as such. But I don't go, I should watch another right now.
Yeah.
Mike, did you binge it or no? Mike did.
No, about a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would you grade it? As you would grade a movie, what would you give it?
B minus.
That high, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. It's on Netflix right now. It's called 13 Reasons Why.
Bobby Bones Show.
Real quick, we're talking about that Netflix show called 13 Reasons Why. And the show is about a girl in high school who gets bullied and she kills herself and she leaves tapes as to why. And the tapes get passed around school and it's starting to be in the news because parents are worried about it, kids are watching it, but it's a Netflix show not really meant for kids.
No, there's some stuff in there I absolutely would not let my children watch.
Mike in Virginia.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. What do you want to say, buddy?
Well, we have, I have a 7-year-old, and I have actually, you know, older kids too, but I have a 7-year-old as well. I got 30 and a 7-year-old. And we got a Loudoun County alert that came through for an email from the public schools that they're concerned about it because it's rated for mature audiences, but you got middle schoolers and high schoolers watching it and talking about it, and they're not so sure that they're mature enough to deal with it.
They're not, frankly. I don't think the show's meant for them. You're right, too. And, Mike, I appreciate the call, and you're right on. They're not mature enough. Because there are a lot of things in there that aren't for kids to see.
Yeah. No way. There's like, some scenes that are heavy.
Yeah, there's rape scenes.
Yes.
There's lots of, like, language stuff. It's just not... But it's not meant for kids. But there are kids in it. Anytime there are other high school kids in a movie or a TV show, kids want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I appreciate the call. I think if you, like, have an open dialect with your kids or with your... And you can talk to them if it brings it up, and you can actually have a conversation about bullying and suicide and what to do if there's. I mean, if it can, that can happen because of it.
Okay,
I think it's great.
Yeah, and to that point, maybe it's good that parents watch it so they can see. I mean, we all kind of know what it's like to be in high school if you're an adult and you think back. But some of this stuff, I mean, has changed with, you know, just
social media,
different things,
group text.
So yeah, stuff just going around a lot faster. So maybe parents watching it and then knowing how they can talk to their kids. And then if they do let their kids watch it, I'd definitely watch it beforehand and then monitor certain things that they shouldn't see.
So we'll move off of that.
Yeah.
I thought that call was really interesting that schools are worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Netflix didn't make it for kids and Netflix don't care.
Mm-mm.
Netflix is making shows. Mm-hmm. And the people are talking about it. I mean, they win.
Yep.
The show's not even that good. I'm probably on the minority. Hey, Lunchbox, look up IMDb and see what they rate the show.
All right.
Anything over a 7 on IMDb means it's really good.
Oh, okay. A 7?
Usually over a 7 means it's really good because they're pretty snobby over there, IMDb. So it's called 13 Reasons
Why.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is it?
8.9.
Wow.
That is way high.
Mm. All right. Well, how many episodes have you seen?
One.
Okay. Well, you can't have an opinion yet.
What? I can have an opinion. The first episode, I told the wife, I was like, it's cheesy.
I'm so wrong on first episodes, though. Like, I needed about three. Even with Big Little Lies, I needed a couple episodes before I was into it.
Yeah.
So,
and I would say it took me about the third, and after the third, I was committed to finishing it.
I was talking to Gator, our station program director in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, I just got a Netflix trial. Like, you know, what should I watch? And I told him, what would I recommend to somebody for the first time? And I recommended the what's it called? The girl, little girl, 13 years old?
Oh, seven? No, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Things. And I was like, you have to watch Stranger Things. It's safe.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about it. It's only one season. And he watched it and he was like, I watched the whole show. And he was like, I thought it was fine.
What? It's so good.
Yeah. But I know some people that really aren't into Stranger Things.
I wasn't super into it, but I felt like such the minority that I just felt like I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like such the minority. Like, I've heard no one else be like, eh, it's okay.
Wow.
So I felt stupid when I thought it was just okay. So I don't say that out loud anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, because people were judging me. So I'm just
tomorrow, Bobby's going to be like, 13 Reasons Why is amazing.
Yeah. I just go with the flow. Yeah.
No, yeah, I trust your opinion so much. You better start. I need you to keep it honest. I trust it.
Yeah.
Stranger Things, I thought it was good.
I will watch the second season. I give it a B. I give Stranger Things a B.
Okay.
Like, it's not
the OA, that was good.
It was good because it was so weird, and I didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
The OA's on Netflix, too.
Okay.
They say people watch Netflix more than YouTube now, even kids. Like, they're watching Netflix more than YouTube. It gets more hours spent on it.
Wow.
I agree with that.
Do your kids get to watch Netflix, Eddie?
Lots of Netflix.
Do they have an account?
They have their own account. It's just all kids' stuff, and they watch a lot of it every morning.
And so, in the kids' account, everything's there that's kids.
Kids.
Can they log in differently?
We have passwords on ours.
Yeah, but, that's smart.
And it's perfect. Like, they have just free range on whatever they want to watch, and they love it.
There was a runner. Let's listen to this. A man runs a London Marathon alongside the guy. This just reminds me from that 13 Reasons Why. Man runs a London Marathon alongside the guy who kept him from committing suicide so they can raise money to educate people about mental illness.
Wow.
Back in 2008, Johnny Benjamin was going to take his own life. He stood on the edge of the Waterloo Bridge in London until a stranger talked him down. The stranger's name is Neil. So they exchanged names.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he went and found him social media, and they ran this race together.
I have goosebumps.
Wow.
To educate.
I thought maybe it was a buddy that talked him out of it, but it was a complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, to think, you know how far you come, what a journey we've been on together. It's just phenomenal. So
and then they're doing that, and they're raising awareness. It's working.
I was watching this thing about credit card debt. And how it's, if you just pay off the minimum, you never pay off. But you just pay the minimum because you have other bills to pay. It's like, how do you get out of credit card debt? And so they did one of those if credit card commercials were honest. And so here.
Want to have money without having money? Want to go to stores and get things because you want them? Then use my Horton card. It's a fancy plastic IOU card that will have you swimming in debt for the rest of your and your offspring's life.
So that's if you're honest commercial. How much? It may have any crazy credit. I looked at mine. I have $1,300 of credit card debt.
That's really good.
I try to keep on to it as much as possible. So, and I try not to live above my means in any way. I use my check card most of the time. Anybody have any massive credit card?
Mine's pretty big.
It is?
Oh, yeah. And I've been chipping at it for a few years now.
As over 10,000?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little less than 20 now, but, dude, it was double that.
One card or two?
We paid off one card, and we have one left.
Wow.
So that amount is on one card.
Man.
Lunchbox, you have any credit card debt?
Man, I got a little here, a little there. Like, because I don't just have one card. I got like 4, 5, 6 cards.
Yeah,
so
he's diversified.
That's what you call it.
Well, in investment.
Diversifying your debt.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know,
a little bit here.
Do you have anything big?
No.
You don't like throw a little on the Discover, throw a little on the Visa, throw a little on the whatever this one is.
I don't. I need to get a Southwest credit card, though.
Me too.
I
so
should
bad.
Get the points. For as much as I travel, I should get the points. Anyway.
I like that commercial, though.
Yeah.
Should keep it real like that.
Yeah.
All commercials. Can you imagine the commercials for sugary foods?
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Oh, my
goodness. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones
Show. All right, before the internet beats me up again, the kid on Stranger Things is not named 7. It's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. 11.
It's easy, 7-11.
Right.
I think I've messed up about 20 things today.
Yeah.
It's okay. One of those days.
Just okay. One of those days that a girl goes through. All right, so three of these are concerts. These are the artists, okay? I've been to two of these concerts, one I haven't been to. Now, when I say been, I had to buy a ticket myself, okay? I'm going to play you three artists. Two of them I've paid for a ticket for, one of them I've never been to. It's a thing on Facebook right now. Everybody's posting it. They post all these concerts, and you have to guess which one they haven't been to. Have you guys not seen this?
No, I've seen it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, then the one. But let's play it. Let's play it.
Okay, all right. All right.
Facebook.
All right. All
right. Okay. So I've bought tickets to two of these shows. One I have not. Which one have I not? Usher. When I told her, I said, now, going as a radio person doesn't count. I had to actually buy a ticket. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Harry Connick Jr. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who.
In for the win. I mean, an easy one.
Which one of those have I never bought a ticket for?
But you've maybe seen.
No. Don't make it more complicated.
Oh, wow.
These are three concerts. Two of them I bought a ticket for. One of them I haven't.
Okay, okay. I'm in.
Amy?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
She says Lynyrd Skynyrd. Because I'm as free as. Lunchbox.
Bobby bought Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets a long time ago when he was young. He went with his grandma, his mom. I remember him telling us that story. And so he never bought tickets to Usher. When I told her, I said, because you went to the Harry Connick Christmas.
I have that same recollection of you talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd or something. Oh. So I say Usher.
Great.
Usher. Come on. Yeah. When I told her, now, I said, come on. I've been to see Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
Working on the radio. I never bought a ticket. I've bought tickets to see Usher and Harry Connick Jr.
Where is that story then? I've heard that before.
I've seen them many times. Always this radio. Never bought a ticket. It's weird with me because I get to go to the stuff, but I never bought a Skynyrd ticket.
What do I win? I won.
Here, have a.
I hate this game.
Have a half.
Every time I win,
water.
I don't get anything.
What do you want, princess?
I rarely ever win.
Sign the order.
Okay.
Just watch out for that thing on Facebook. Everybody's playing that thing on Facebook.
Okay.
Do you think aliens existed in our solar system before us? That's what they think happened now. The aliens were before us, and like something happened, and now we're actually the ones after.
Stop.
So are we aliens?
There's an astronomer who has suggested an alien megastructure has been spotted in orbit around a distant star, and he also says aliens left things for us, but they're probably under the ground. And so, because, yeah.
Great. Now everyone's going to start digging.
Did they know we were coming? They left it for us?
No, but if they were here and something hit and smashed it and ended it, then it's there under the ground if it's still up.
Cool.
Aliens in general. Yes or no? Amy?
No.
Lunchbox?
No.
Eddie?
No chance.
I would never say no. Like, I haven't seen them. I wouldn't bet money.
You have to say yes or no.
It's just so.
You got to do it.
That's the game. Play. Don't make it complicated.
Good one.
Amy.
Got it. Okay. Ooh, it's tough. I'll go yes, just because there's so much unknown.
Okay.
Because you can't prove there are.
It's a lot of space out there.
Amy got me in my own words. don't make it complicated. Eddie and I have a band, and we're called The Raging Idiots, and, you know, we make funny songs up. Sometimes original, sometimes we take and parody other songs.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
There was these pants that came out. We were talking about yesterday on the show. There were jeans that have mud all over them. It's fake mud, but they're muddy jeans from Nordstrom. They cost $425. We're like, you got to be kidding. We put them up on the website yesterday. And so we took the song Dirt on My Boots. Might have a little dirt on my boots. And we raging idiot it and made it mud on my jeans. So here we go.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
Ridiculous. Rich people. They'll spend money on.
Mud on my jeans.
All right, let's go.
Got an 18-car garage and a private plane. But I found a new way to spend. Some would call it insane. Might think it's dumb, but I can pay Nordstrom for some pants that's covered in dirt. Yeah, I'm filthy rich. I never dug a ditch. I think I wear it Friday to work. I paid for the mud on my jeans. Price tag $425. Looks like I've been working in my yard. Hot tubbing, living a good life.
At the country club, super fancy pub, impress my friends tonight. I paid for the mud on my jeans. Never held a shovel in my whole life.
That's right.
That's right. Paid for the mud on my jeans.
Hey. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight.
Has anyone actually seen these on anyone, even on the internet? Other than on the page?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Interesting. There you go. It's Mud on My Jeans. Go to BobbyBones.com if you want to get that for yourself and listen to it over and over. It's a hit. It's a hit. I'm a hit caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hit.
For sure.
I haven't heard this yet. Let's listen to it together. Ready?
And now Jake Owen tells Bobby how he feels about him.
Because you're weird, dude.
And you're
the weirdest
weird
human being
you're the
ever.
And
you
aren't
as weird as you are, dude.
Bobby Ball.
That's, okay. That's cool. That's funny. Mm-hmm. A little piece there from the Bobby cast. Jake Owen's flying tonight in Nashville.
You going?
I'm going to try.
Yeah?
Oh, wow.
Because it's probably late. That's
the problem.
Gosh,
I would
so
like
hard.
To go. I mean, but you know how Jake feels about me.
And now Jake Owen tells Bobby how he feels about him.
Because you're weird, dude.
And
you're the
weird
weirdest
too.
Human being
you're the
ever.
And you
aren't as
too.
Weird as you are, dude.
Bobby Ball.
We get into a... If you haven't heard the Bobby cast of Dirks, by the way, who was at the house this week. Jake Owen's at the house last week. And I have just a room in my house I've set up as a studio. And artists and songwriters come by and we just talk for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. You can search it on iTunes, iHeartRadio, search Bobby cast. But the Jake one is really... Those two are good, Jake and Dirks.
Yeah.
Do you see the Fitbit murder?
No.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
Wow.
Wait, what?
So, police used a murdered woman's Fitbit to charge her husband. He claimed a masked intruder barged into their home, tied up and tortured him. Then when his wife came home, shot and killed her. Police said that story does not match because they tracked the Fitbit steps.
The fitness tracker held the clue here? How so?
It goes idle. No movement for 9 minutes. Police say that's when she's driving home. And then she gets home, and at 9:40 to 9:46, she posts on Facebook a couple of times. Then at 10:05, the Fitbit registers its last movement. There's a panic alarm set off at the house, and at 10:20, that's when the husband, Richard DeBate, calls 911. So two different timelines, and the Fitbit playing big in helping police put together their timeline, which they believe is the truth.
How about that right there?
I gotta get a
so
Fitbit.
Crazy.
Box8.com with that.
Think about these things, but all this technology, I mean, it's going to solve the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this, too, about technology and people being like, oh, people are watching me, people are watching me. Really, they're not watching us. They're just we're just data. And you can still get upset about that, too, but people are like, oh, our apps are watching us. Really? They just want to know what we're doing so they can better cater to us.
Yeah. Like Amazon with the Echo, they just want to hear your conversations and collect everything so they know everything about you and they know what to sell you so you buy more.
Like, is the government already watching without your permission? Yep. So, cool. Track maps. Put in front of me what I want to buy. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
It's probably a terrible way to feel, but I'm just selfish like that. Like, I already know that I'm being watched by the government. If they wanted to track me, all they got to do is turn my camera on my computer, my phone, listen to me on my smart TVs. It doesn't matter.
Hate it.
They can do all of that. I keep my phone on me all the time. You don't think the NSA can go, boop, hit a button, just hear what everything I'm saying? Of course they can. I don't...
Yeah, if listening to everybody and, like, listening to me helps you catch someone that's doing something really bad, then okay.
If listening to me lets you get your jollies, okay.
What?
Whoa!
I mean, as long as I don't know, I don't care.
That's not what I mean.
You don't think people are watching, though, like, webcams?
Come on.
No,
hacking and watching, though, too? Like,
I don't think I'm on a list.
You're
know?
On the jolly list?
I'm not.
Samsung has a new app that responds to text while you drive, so you don't text and drive.
Oh, Samsung's so smart.
No, listen to Samsung is smart. I told you. And the Samsung phones are going to be awesome.
I know. My husband's already ordering it.
I'm going to tell you, Samsung has an app you hit it and you can't text back while you're driving if the car's in motion if you set it to work. So if you're driving past you can actually turn it off for it not to work. But it just responds back and it's like, hey, driving right now, can't respond to the text. We'll hit you back in a minute.
Smart.
Yeah.
Texting and driving is going to be like, sugar's going to be like cigarettes is now. Like, how did we not know this was going to be a huge issue before it got out of control?
Because it's out of control.
It's out of control. People asking me, hey, who did next big things? Like in music, I don't really have next big thing, right? I just like to hear things that go, that's really good. Like, I don't, you know, initiatives.
Yeah.
Scotty McCreery has a new song that as soon as it gets up, it's It's awesome. Really? It's on YouTube. It's so good. So I'm gonna as soon as it's like real, maybe even tomorrow if it gets up, it's amazing.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay, have it up.
No, it's not available to download.
But
it's
Bobby.
It's on YouTube. Oh, I have it, but I don't want to tell listeners because they can't download it. It's on YouTube though. It's called 5 More Minutes.
All right, I'll play it.
It's really good. So I think that's awesome. And the Carly Pierce is an artist who I brought up during my Funny and Alone show in Nashville.
She was great.
She's great, and she's gonna be a star. Our listeners are gonna make her a star, like no doubt about it. Every little thing I remember, every little thing. Like her songs are like 40 something now, maybe 38 or something like that. This will be a huge song. This is a song that our listeners hear and go, okay, it's ton. So those are the two, probably. And I like that John Mayer song too.
Mm-hmm. In the Blood.
I like all of them. Bobby Bones Show. All right, it's a wrap for today. If you want to hear the new Raging Idiots song, it's a parody of Dirt on My Boots called Mud on My Jeans, because the $425 Nordstrom jeans, we got that up. Go over to my Twitter, Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. So that's up if you want to check that out. We're in tomorrow. Dance parties tomorrow. So let me just say this. It's quite tedious to entertain like I do every Friday.
Oh.
To be the magical man of music, it's tough. I got to come up with songs all the time. And it's something, you don't play the same songs over and over again. It's like I'm DJing a wedding every day.
Yeah, you can't get stale.
I got to do it twice. Imagine this. It's a dance party. It's about 15 songs inside of one dance party. It's 30 songs a day. And not doubling up.
That's a lot.
Double up. It's tough.
It's hard.
So tomorrow, we will dance. What's up?
I just want to be a part of that, but I don't ever hit it. Like, you guys
you
do it.
Work
and
on it.
And Eddie looks at me like, why didn't you do it? But I'm not on beat, so we should double up.
Oh, no, No.
You can't do it.
You can't do it.
You have to just follow in.
You guys are like the generic version of it.
Yeah.
Okay, if you guys are sick, like, let us know.
It's
we'll
like we're
in.
Rolex, and they're like a Folex that you buy on the side of the street. I'll see you guys on Friday morning. By the way, a new Bobbycast we think is going to go up today. I think we're going to hang around and do one as a show. And I want to kind of spring the idea up until we get in here and do it together.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a new Bobbycast. And we only do it with the show about once a month or so. But there's something I want to talk about as a group that's going to be a long form.
Great.
Yeah.
This is where we air
this
it out,
this is always
though.
Good.
So
what
just
do you have to talk about?
Go to iHeartRadio and search Bobbycast. Or subscribe on iTunes, search Bobbycast. All right, thank you. We'll see you Friday.
The Bobby Bones Show.